Episode 85, How to Achieve a Goal. Research done in the United Kingdom looked at the amount of exercise 248 participants in the study did. The participants were split into three groups. The first were just asked to track the amount of exercise they did over the research period. The second were told to track their exercise while also being given information on the importance of exercise in terms of health benefits, and were lectured to on how exercise could help prevent the likes of heart disease. The third group was given the same information as the second group, but were asked to do one more thing, this being to come up with a plan that included the date, time, place, and type of exercise that would be done. Reading this, you may guess correctly that the third group is the one that went on to be the most successful. The development of a plan makes things so much more likely to happen. In Atomic Habits, the book where I read about the study, author James Clear calls this an implementation intention. The implementation intention provides a clarification around what needs to be done in regards to being successful. It takes away the obstacle of uncertainty, with the obstacle being the potential reason not to do something. Kia ora, my name is Tim Nelson. I'm a school principal, district councillor, newspaper columnist and author. This podcast is all about giving you a daily boost of positivity, my contribution to starting a happiness movement, one small step at a time.